Green's proposal would apply to seniors age 62 and up. It would cover retirement income from IRA accounts, tax-sheltered annuities, stock bonus plans, and other sources. The Green campaign's Eric Schutt says Green wants to create incentives to get people to plan for their retirement.
To encourage them to invest, encourage them to participate in their company's business, in their business or company's retirement plan or their jobs pension plan. So this is one way that he can do that.
Green's plan would be phased in over 6 years. His campaign says it would likely cost about $20 million to start. The Department of Revenue estimated that a similar plan introduced in the legislature this past session could have cost the state more than $200 million annually once it was in full swing. Todd Berry directs the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He says Green's plan could be politically popular, but he says it would have different effects on seniors who've set aside money for retirement versus those who still work.
Those two people would be taxed quite differently because it wouldn't be based on their income that we would tax them, but on the source of their income.
A spokeswoman for the Doyle campaign says the governor would take a look at the idea for the next budget if reelected. Doyle signed a budget this past session that phased out the state tax on Social Security benefits. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.